90. Hello, listeners. Will Snyder here, co-creator of Neon Knights, the Arcane Files of Jack Tracer, and I am joined by my cohort and also co-creator, Miss Rachel Craig.
Hello, everyone.
And this is going to be a little just short message just to the fans of Neon Knights. We just wrapped up our first season, and it was a very successful one.
Woohoo!
As of this past weekend, we hit 12,000 listens for the year, 5,000 last year, which puts us at just under 20,000 listens for our total first season. And it's important to note that between May and December of last year, it was 5,000 total listens, and for just May alone, we hit 3,500.
Yes.
Which is quite a feat, I think, from going from 7 months to get 5,000 to 1 month to get 3,500.
Yeah, that's so, a huge deal.
Yeah, so we're early June, so 5 months into our 2017, and we're already well over 12,000 listens. And
yes.
I haven't checked it today. It could be up to 13 or 14 for all I know.
Yeah.
But the point is that we started off as very small, and we didn't really know how big the company was going to grow. And now we see that people like our show. They're getting behind us. We have amazing fans such as Dylan Vance, such as Yashvi Shaw, such as Alexandra, and many other. I'm sure people I'm not mentioning, including all of our good friends and family and our actors and many other people that have made the point to listen to the show, spread the word and whatnot.
Yes.
But what's in line for season two? So we just recently had a meeting, me and Rachel, with some people that we want to kind of bring on to Evil Kitten Productions, the company that produces Neon Knights, as well as Midnight Horror, and as well as Random Wrestling Review, my wrestling podcast, if you weren't interested in that. I think most people that listen to this show listen to this show at Midnight Horror, but if you're a wrestling fan, check that show out as well. But we are trying to make plans on what the future holds. And just some things we want to do in the future. We want to expand our audience even more, obviously.
Yes.
And we're going to do this by releasing a trailer for season one very soon. I've been working on that, and we're going to be hopefully in 2 to 4 weeks. I'm not sure if it's going to be 2 weeks from this date or possibly 4 weeks because we do bi-weekly releases.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even later, but there's be on the lookout for a video trailer of season one, a big recap, and that way people can binge listen to the first season and in preparation for the second season.
Yeah.
The next thing we're going to be doing is planning at some point in the future to do a live show. We're located in Chicago, Illinois. Me and Rachel both live in the city itself.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of great other companies that do live readings. There's Wild Claw Theater's Death Scribe. There is, of course, Locked Into Vacancy Entertainment. They do many, many shows a year. And there are a few others as well.
Yeah.
But those are companies that do live shows. And so we want to also do that. We want to try to make sure that it's going to be an individual show. We don't want it to be part of the canon of Jack Tracer. Maybe do like a special one-off episode. But we'll release that at some point, hopefully either during season two or possibly in between two and three. So that'd be something that we've been looking to plan out as well.
Yes.
And the last thing we're going to be doing and planning out is to do a video series as well. We want to at some point in the future set up a DSLR camera, create like a little set in a recording studio, and start doing these individual short video pieces of Jack and Red and Mickey Flynn and other characters.
Yes.
And incorporate that into the shows.
And I'm especially excited for that because Will and I, of course, have an acting background, theater background, and so not only have we gotten to play with doing voice acting, but now we can start creating more of an overall media, I guess, like theater with the live shows and doing the videos now, so we can have like something on film, and it'll just really give people a chance to listen and watch us from all different ways, and it'll really help it grow, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are a lot of great shows out there that do the likes of, you know, of Patreon and have good sponsorships and whatnot. And we're not quite there yet, but we do hope at some point to possibly even have a Patreon set up or maybe gain some sponsorships as well. But that's just, that's, I think we're going to wait until later on. But yeah. We're also going to be forming a company itself. We want to start having, hopefully, a marketing manager. I send out about a tweet a day, but it's gotten to the point where I just am having trouble just thinking of things to send out every day besides listen to our show. So I want to bring in more people to help grow the show.
Yeah, we need someone who is obsessed with Twitter.
Exactly. And we have someone in mind, and that'll be great. And we'll be having a large roster of writers, so yes. Shows will be able to hopefully be a little crisper, so we'll have time to get a lot of drafts in, a lot of good writing rewrites and whatnot. So when we release episodes, they'll be through several rewrites and punch-ups and whatnot instead of just us trying to rush something out, which is something we unfortunately were doing last season.
It's gonna feel so much more professional having everyone working together. Like, I'm really looking forward to having everyone else help and be creative together. And that way, you and I don't have to do every single thing ourselves, and we take a little bit of stress off of us.
Yeah, that's hopefully is.
But I'm more looking forward to just creating and working with the extremely talented people that we know here in the city.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for all these things in season two. We'll be releasing something every 2 weeks. We don't, you know, whether it's just like just an update or possibly, you know, the trailer and other things. So just be on the lookout every 2 weeks. We'll release something. And thank you to everyone who listens to our show. Of course, besides, you know, listening to us on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app or our website, you know, please also go on Facebook, you know, comment on there. Send us messages. We want to hear from our fans as much as possible.
Stop being so quiet, you guys.
Yeah, facebook.com/ Neon Knights Podcast. Twitter, send us tweets. Just tweet
please
us.
Please tweet at us.
We would love to hear from you. Yeah. We want to hear thoughts.
We will
and opinions.
Respond to you.
And we'll definitely get back with everyone. So, you know, Jack_Tracer is our Twitter handle. And yeah, guys, just get involved. We want to hear from our fans. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.